Welcome back to Sweet But Salt. Major voice crack alert. Welcome back to Sweet But Salty. Again, are you kidding me? Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, and welcome to this very special episode. I say this every single time. Last week's episode was special. This week's episode is a little less special, but I'm still happy that you're tuning in. So last week I announced that I have released a single, a piece of music to the world, and yeah, I'm just so excited that so many people liked it and it got very positive feedback from my extended family mainly, but that just really feels good. And yeah, I'm just happy to express myself in an authentic way and to get positive feedback for that. It's a very, very special feeling. And if you're an artist or a creative person, you know what that means and what that feels like. And it's just great. And my next single is already planned in my head. I have a very specific idea for the video, and I am looking forward to working on it and getting it mixed and mastered. And yeah, so I have a lot of fun, and I'm very, very excited. But that's not today's topic. That was just a little tangent. The title already reveals today's topic, which is that I quit. And I don't mean podcasting. I'm in love with podcasting. It's so much fun. But I actually quit my job, which is a very bold move, I guess, because I haven't really applied for new jobs. So it's a very interesting situation I'm in. I really want to take a few months to focus on art completely and to immerse myself in my creative endeavors. It's something I've never really truly allowed myself to do, because even when I studied design, I was working at the side and then decided to also study psychology, and that kind of interfered with each other in a very weird way, because psychology is so analytical and scientific, obviously, and design is actually, at least in the way I studied it, quite artistic. And so because I was so focused on getting good grades and performing well in both courses of study, I was very burnt out and I couldn't really focus on either, I guess, in an appropriate way. I still got good grades, but in hindsight, that's not the important part. The important part would have been being able to really immerse myself in my creativity and in my creative expression and sort of honing my craft and honing my style, which I didn't really allow myself to do back then. So it was also due to the fact that maybe the style of drawing that I prefer, because I love drawing and I love drawing realistically or surrealistically. I don't know if that's actually a word in English, but I hope you know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm into realism and surrealism. And both of those kinds of art didn't really have a place in my design studies, because it was a lot more abstract and focused on different aspects of creation, I guess. So I didn't really have a feeling like I could truly explore what I was interested in. I sort of molded my way of creating to what was expected and what I was taught was right. And that's not to criticize anyone or the school I was studying at. It was just, you know, it's just a thing, I guess, in design that you just have to kind of come up against. So here I am. And I'm like 3 or 2.5 weeks out from actually being unemployed, or not necessarily that, but it's like a month until I'm officially unemployed. And I just feel like I want to explore more in the meantime and allow myself to really be creative and be an artist and kind of just know and take a glimpse at what it feels like to be an artist, you know, to be somewhat self-employed or responsible for your own time. And I think it's gonna be a very, very intense and interesting time in my life that I am very grateful for and that I also don't take for granted at all. This is not at all a recommendation for you to quit your job without having a new one or to just blindly follow your impulses. This is something I have thought through. So it's really just something I'm doing and I'm sharing it with you because I feel like it can help someone if I share this. So that's kind of the idea behind my entire podcast, is to share personal insights and things I've learned while hoping that it helps someone or inspires someone. So yeah, these were my news for this new episode, and I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And next week, I'll be back, as always, on Sunday. So stay tuned. Bye.